One of the challenges of making ethanol from plants is finding ways to use leftovers from the fermentation process to make value-added products and help cover the cost of producing the fuel. So far, researchers haven't found enzymes needed to ferment the cellulose in plants like switchgrass into fuel without using an expensive pretreatment process. That means producing fuel from it isn't cost-effective. Microbiologist Paul Weimer thinks he's found a way to solve that problem by making a glue from the residue left over by the bacteria after it's turned the cellulose into ethanol.
If we operated a fermentation that left a residue that had maybe as much value as the ethanol itself, or maybe more value, we wouldn't have to be so concerned about doing a pretreatment that is going to get every last molecule of sugar out of that feedstock and into ethanol.
Weimar is quick to admit that the glue he's making now isn't perfect. It still needs to be mixed with the petroleum-based glue that plywood manufacturers use now. The plywood industry spends more than $1 billion a year on a petroleum-based glue, but Weimar says eventually the glue he's making could replace as much as 75% of that.
We would then have a market for this residue and would be using less of a petroleum-derived material. And at the same time, this material would be produced in a fermentation that would also be yielding ethanol.
There are still some sticky issues to work out before any ethanol plants start producing fuel or glue from switchgrass. Weimar says the glue he's making now is still too gooey to be used in the pipes and squirters that plywood factories use. But he says it's just a matter of time before that viscosity problem gets solved, and bacteriologists find ways to tweak the genetics of the bacteria to make ethanol more efficiently. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.